Now I'm delighted to be joined in the studio. You know what? No, I love live music in the studio, so I'm delighted to be joined by Sam Way.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm
doing I've already
good.
Had a comment from the chat room. You'd be pleased to know I've got here. You look like a bit like Tom Cruise, which I think you can't really complain about that.
No,
really.
You can't complain about that. No,
not really. No.
It's I mean, you could complain about that.
You could a little
but
bit.
But you're not gonna.
A young Tom Cruise.
A young Tom Cruise.
That's
Let's
what they
put
mean.
That in.
Now you are a singer, songwriter. You're also a model. We're going to be talking about all of your career because you've done loads of stuff. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 24.
Oh, so you really and you've done loads, haven't you, in that time?
I've done loads.
So let's talk about first. Talk about the music. When did you actually start with the singing?
So I mean, I guess you go back to the start of the story, and it starts with I mean, I've always been musical. I've always like written songs. I wrote a song for my 18th birthday party, sort of celebrating all the people that had come there. But the first sort of time I thought, right, let's start making this, you know, a reality, is when I broke up with my ex-girlfriend.
Yep.
And you know, when love comes along and you lose love and it's a big thing, and suddenly these words just they come out of you, and these songs that were coming out, you know, I really loved and I cherished, and
yep.
I wanted them to be heard as well. So that was what it was all born out of.
But the thing is, a lot of musicians I speak to, they say when you're happy, it's quite difficult to write happy tunes.
It is difficult to write a happy song.
You've got to have a bit of heartbreak.
I've got one happy song,
yeah.
Which you might hear later.
Right.
All the rest are really sad.
Yeah, and is this all from the same person or the different sort of people over the years?
No, I mean, that's just my... that's going to be my trick for writing a really great album, is just to keep on falling in love and like breaking up again.
Yeah, breaking up
you
with
know,
them again.
You know, so I mean, it's different. It's different people. It's different, and it's not just breakups either. It's just like the relationships you have in general with your parents or your friends. You know, everything influences you when you're a writer or you're writing music. Everything is like, right, that's my inspiration.
Yeah. Now, will you play the guitar as well? When did you first pick up the guitar?
I mean, that was my dad's fault, really. I've always played piano first. Primarily, and then I couldn't have my piano. I'm from Devon, and I couldn't have my piano up here with me in London.
Yep.
So my dad was like, "Get a little guitar, practice." He taught me a few chords. He's also like a singer-songwriter, but he sort of it was more of like a hobby for him.
Yeah.
And I got this little travel guitar, not this one here, and I played my first gig with a few of my songs, and then invested in this one. And so I guess it's been about, and it's not been that long, about a year.
And how many tunes have you actually written in that time?
I've written, well, there's little bits and bobs here. The ones that I would say, right, I would put that on a CD with my name on it is 8.
Yep.
It's not bad.
But do you find sometimes when you're writing, you get songs that naturally just come to you really quickly, and then other ones you can work on, you're like, and they just take
they
such
just
a struggle.
They just take so long. It's really strange how it works.
Mm.
Sometimes you'll sit there for an hour and it will just zoom out of you, and you'll be like, oh my god, it's coming out your fingers, and you're singing it, and it's you're just in the moment, and those are the best songs, to be fair.
So do you collaborate with anyone else, or do you sit and actually write all the songs on your own? Do you ever work with different musicians?
I'm really, really open to collaboration. I think it's really important creatively just to like bounce ideas off each other, you know.
Yep.
More minds the better. However, saying that, I do work by myself, you know. I sit in my flat, I get out my guitar, and I just I go to work.
And you just sing and just...
I just sing. You know what, I find the tune first, the way it works for me. I find the tune first, and then see how the tune makes me feel, and then just like hum first, and then see what words come, and see what sort of fits into that, the rhythm of the music. I guess.
Right, now we're going to have loads of chats with you because you're going to be here for quite a while. You're going to be playing 4 songs for us today.
Mm.
Do you make good tea, by the way? That's Scott Rossi's on after me. Is it not bad?
This is actually my own brew I brought.
Oh, right.
Home.
Oh, sorry. Oh, right. Oh, you didn't want Scott Rossi's tea. Never mind. You've
sorry,
heard the rumours.
Don't
worry about Scott. He's fine. Now, the first song you're going to play for us, we've got 4 songs you're going to play. So, what's this? Tell us first of all what the song's called, and then tell us what it's actually about.
Okay, so this song is probably my favourite. It was one of the ones that was literally written in an hour. It's called King's Ransom.
Yep.
You can listen to it on SoundCloud. I have a SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com / I Am Sam Way. That's the same as my Twitter, I Am Sam Way.
Yep.
And, I mean, you know when you're just having a really bad day?
Yeah, yes.
You know, and we all have those. And you look to what you look to achieve, and sometimes it just feels a bit impossible, or, you know, we all dream. And I guess it's just a song about one of those sort of crap days, but finding something within that which is possibly transformative.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take it away.
Okay, well, let's warm up. How does that sound to you?
That's a lovely way.
So I guess sometimes You gotta let it go and accept there's things that you'll never know. And even if you try your best, you may not succeed. But never let that stop you from chasing your dream, 'cause not everything comes easy, and good things, they take time. If you let go of your fears, then I'm sure you'll be just fine. But if you start to doubt and let that get in the way, no, it's just a human condition to feel like we're not okay. 'Cause if I believe in you, then maybe you can too. What have you got to lose? Tell me who you trying to prove. But that day may never come. That day may never come. Fought battles, lost and won, trying to pay the king's ransom. And I guess sometimes you gotta let it go. Big trees from little acorns growing every step you take. Even if it's tiny, it's the one you need to make. There are no mistakes, 'cause not everything comes easy, and good things, they take time. If you let go of your fears, then I'm sure things will work out fine. But I know that's easy to say, and so much harder to do. How do we make progress? How do we see it through? Well, I wish I knew. I wish I knew. 'Cause that day may never come. That day may never come. For battles lost and won, trying to pay the king's ransom. There you go.
That is excellent. Thank you very much. Thank you for that. Much. That's Sam Way. Right, Sam, moving on now to the modelling. Okay, I want to talk to you about modelling.
Let's talk modelling.
I only know a little bit about modelling because my friend used to run a photographic studio in London, so I was very lucky to watch the castings, which it must be. I mean, tell everybody before you tell us about how you got discovered, tell everybody what going to a casting's like.
Going to a casting is queuing up with a bunch of... I'll give Milan as example, queuing up with another bunch of like sweaty men who've all been like traveling through the city for a long time. You're all carrying your like your model book, all your pictures around with you, and you queue up for an hour. You have a bit of banter in the queue, and then you walk in, you show like a panel of people, your prospective employers, your book, your pictures, and they look through it for 2 minutes, look rather disinterested on the phone, maybe go, oh, I like this one, or you're really not kind of for us, and then send you on your way to your next casting.
It's a harsh industry, isn't it? So how did you get discovered? Were you sort of were you out walking around sort of in Devon, or
no, frolicking in the fields?
Yeah,
and someone came up and was like, "Oh yeah, yeah." I was in London. My mum brought me up to London with my best mate, Miles. Shout out to Miles if you're listening, because it was him who said, "Right, Sam, I really want to buy a hat. Really want to go into the big top man, and buy a hat, because that would be cool.
Yeah.
Because then we can go back down to Devon and be like, look, we went to London and got a hat. So we went in there, and I was 16 years of age, and some person approaches me and says, would you be interested in modelling? And then Miles just told the gospel throughout the whole school that that was it.
Yep.
I was now a very successful male model.
Yep.
And yeah, that was how it was all born, really. I would never have thought of taking that career path. But it found me.
So you've worked with, you were saying off air that you've worked with lots of very well-known photographers in the industry. You've worked with some very famous photographers, but you've also worked with some very famous models as well, haven't you, on campaigns and stuff?
I have indeed. I'm very lucky.
Go on then, tell us.
You're going to ask me. So, I mean, probably the biggest thing I ever did with, it was with Kate Moss. And yeah. I was 17 years old, and it was the scariest thing I've ever done in my life. And she was amazing. She was incredible. Lovely to work with. Really, really professional. But it was mind blowing. It was like, what the hell is happening? I'm this boy from Devon who's 17 years old, and Kate Moss is there, and she's in her bra and knickers, and I'm modelling with her. It was mad. Yeah, it was funny. It was funny times. It was good times.
How do you find, it's quite different between the fashion world and music, is completely different people. I've thought it was completely different. So what do you prefer? Do you prefer the modelling world, or do you prefer the music world, or do you prefer both?
I mean, music is still early days.
Yeah.
So we shall see.
With your music, what artists would you say when you were growing up you listened to that kind of inspire you to write? Which ones?
I actually always really, really appreciated, when I was growing up, I mean, I must have been about 11, Eminem's lyrics really, really spoke to me when I was little. But then the first album I did ever buy was 5. So, you know, feel free to judge.
Yeah.
But now it's strange, my musical influences, I mean, I listen to actually to a lot of like electro. It's strange, I write really like soulful acoustic music.
Yeah.
But the music I'm listening to on my iPod is like pounding techno. So it's strange. I mean, I guess one must influence the other somehow.
Is there anybody that you'd like to work with, what sort of or producers or sing, you know, sing other singers?
You know what, they're an amazing they're like an all-woman like a cappella and singing group called the Cornshed Sisters. And they're just incredible. Like, just check their album out. I mean, I know I'm plugging them, I'm meant to be plugging myself, but they are incredible. And I just think, you know, this, like, the tales they create in their songs are wonderful. So maybe collaboration with them. But, you know, I'm really open to collaboration in general. I think it's the way you get the best out of people is to throw creative minds into a space and let them bounce off each other.
Right, now you're going to play another song.
I am.
Another. So which one are we going with now?
So we're moving on. What have we got down on the
still
thing? You got
I
still.
Think, yep.
Okay, so this one is currently on. Guys, if you're at a computer, go online, log on to FameTube and vote, because I uploaded the video to this song on FameTube, and it's some American website, and they took it on, and now it's number one in their October's. Like top 10.
Yeah.
You'll go in there, and if you like it, vote. It is a song about missing someone, I guess. I guess we can start from there.
Okay, good, great. Here we go. Here's Still. This is Sam Way.
You look so happy. Smile on your face. I know that smile so well, oh, my old flame. And I know it's just a photo, but it brings back so many memories, so many memories. And I know it's just a photo when we both let go, but something in your smile makes me want to know, do you still miss me? After it all, after the rain came down, after I stole your crown, after I broke your heart and then ran down, out of town, after I put pen to paper, after I wrote you that letter, trust I never knew any better. I just buckled under pressure, and I know they're just some words written on a page, but I don't think things can ever be the same. And I know they're just some words written by a trembling hand. If only I could have stood up, I could have been a better man. And maybe then you'd still miss me. But tell me what changes. Tell me what changes. What changes if you do? I shouldn't ask the question, it's just a separation. What's the use in having another pointless conversation? Cause I know it's just a breakup, but I lost my best friend. And one day, I hope I'll have you back again. Cause I know it's just a breakup, and of course, it's gonna suck. But this is what I get for giving you up. But if there's a chance that you still miss me, if there's a chance, after it all, then maybe we can meet for a coffee. You'll get a latte and I'll get a minty, and maybe we can salvage a friendship and get back in touch with a lost history. Cause I still miss you. There I said it. And I still miss you. After it all.
Thank you, Sam. Right, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. More from Sam Way. We'll have some more tunes coming up too. We're just going to take a quick break, have some ads and some local events, and we'll be straight back.
Phoenix FM.
Now, I'm joined in the studio by singer, songwriter Sam Way. Hello. You've got a good name there, Sam, because it's just very sharp, isn't it? It's a good name. Very, very good name.
Yeah. No middle name either.
Oh, really?
Literally two syllables long.
Oh, right.
It made school very easy.
So have you got any brothers and sisters? Are they into music or is it just yourself?
I've got quite a creative family, actually. My uncle's a playwright. Mum and auntie are dancers, used to be dancers. Sister's a dancer.
Yeah, so very creative.
Yeah, creative folk.
So down in Devon, do you ever get on, so are you like in the surfing kind of?
You know what?
Can you surf?
I can't surf.
Oh, all right.
That is a stereotype I cannot conform to.
I think because we're all up here in this sort of in Essex, it's probably where you've got stereotypes of, you know, all the Essex women and girls. That if you go down to the Sugar Hut, you'll find them all there. But it's probably the way that we think about people down in Devon. We think everyone in Devon has like a fantastic life, and you've got, you know, it's all
eating
very creative.
Pasties and, you know,
You're on the beach having barbecues and having fun, you know.
Yeah. It is a part of Devonshire life proper, but you know, I don't partake.
But you haven't got an accent either.
No, and you try to abolish it as much as possible just because it can make you sound a little. I love it. I actually think it's a really lovely accent.
Yeah.
But sometimes it can, you know, make you sound a little bit simple.
No, it doesn't. No. Not with those good looks.
I've just offended the entire Devon contingent listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I don't mean that.
So you're doing your music, done modelling. Are you looking to, because you're all creative, are you looking to go into acting? Is that something else on you?
Funnily enough, I started drama school yesterday.
Really?
So literally I'm keeping all my fingers in all the pies and just seeing what flourishes, really.
So what have you, are you going there for, is this full-time or is it a part-time thing?
Two-year course.
Right, okay.
Pretty committed. But then you got to see if music comes along. Let's go somewhere with that, you know. You got to just weigh things up, and as things happen and make decisions then. But at the moment, I'm just like spreading myself across all boards.
Yeah. Now, you got a gig. We'll talk about it again at the end, and I will obviously on the Phoenix of M page, we'll put down your Twitter account, SoundCloud, Facebook, etc. So you can you can get all the details. But you've got your first, this is your first gig.
It's my very first gig.
So you've never done any gigs before? This is like, because you're obviously in here. Most people would be really nervous on radio, but you're not. You're very confident. So are you a little bit, got butterflies before this one on the 19th?
I mean, I'm sure there will be butterflies, but I guess what you have to do is channel those butterflies and actually just be like, why not be fearless? Why not play the part of being fearless and get up there and do it? And that's, you know, and if you fluff it up, it doesn't matter.
Nobody
really
knows. If the original song, you just say you threw it an extra bit.
I didn't bum a few chords in that last song. No, it was meant to be like that. You know?
So this is going to be at, it's in Bethnal Green.
Bethnal Green, Old Ford Road, Gallery Cafe, 7:30 sharp.
Yep.
I'll be playing at 7:45. Please, if you're in London, come along and support. It's going to be 8 songs, all my own material. It's going to be very exciting. Very scary. But yeah.
You'll probably get the buzz off it. I think once you're up there, the 8 songs will go so quick. Can I do another 8?
Yeah.
Or just do them again?
They'll go in like half an hour, and then people will be like, Sam, I've learned my whole evening around this.
So have you got all your friends and family all coming down to give you support as well?
Well, mum and dad are in Devon. They won't be able to come up. But some nearest and dearest, they will be there, I'm sure.
Okay, now we're going to do, now you said, you know, because obviously a lot of the songs you've written have been about breakups and stuff, which is what people can relate to. But this one is, what you've got a happy song coming up now. This is your happy
just
song.
About dancing.
Yep.
Go out and have a dance.
Okay. And what's the song called?
Dancing Shoes.
Excellent. Here
okay,
we go.
Right. Let me get this around there. So I said, put on your dancing shoes. I ain't taking no war an excuse. Are you ready? Player number two. Player one got bad moves for you. Best bring your A game, bring your noise. Cause I'm poised to search and destroy you and me, one on one. Come on girl, bring it, let's have some fun. But you're doing the same, two-step to dubstep. Take off your heels and show me what you got. Oh my god, now look at this girl go, man. I swear she's wearing the halo. She's just kicking out good energy. Two of the best things in life to come free. Rock step, back flip, little twist, jump ship. Hank like mic check, bring it down a little bit. Bass, bass, treble, treble, bass, bass, treble. Alto, soprano, and here we go. With the baritone, oh, here we go. With the baritone, oh, oh no. They say you're a wild child, let me see your freestyle. Oh, they say you're a mad cat, well I think I'll be the judge of that. So let me see you tyrannosaur across this dance floor. Let me see you firing lasers, now be on your best behavior. Let me see your crouching tiger, let me see your firefighter. Let me see you go to work, let me see you go berserk. But you're doing the same, two-step to dubstep. Take off your heels and show me what you got. Oh, excuse me, girl, would you like to dance? It's not a come on or an advance. You look nice, but you look bored. Can we hit the dance floor? Or you could just stand there sipping your drink, wondering what other people think. You can stand there all night, shifting your weight from side to side. Or you can come and dance with me and let your hair down, be carefree. Take my hand and don't let go, cause it takes two to tango, cause it takes two to tango. So let me see your mango, let me see you do fandango. Hey, let me see you rumba, salsa, hip-hop, conga. Let me see you mash up the place, let me see your bass face. Let me see you freeze. 5, 6, 7, 8, get back in the room, get back in the room. Let's assume that we can resume, let's go back to basics. Can you do the matrix? So I said, put on your dancing shoes, put on your dancing shoes, put on your dancing shoes and dance with me. Oh, put on your dancing shoes, put on your dancing shoes, put on your dancing shoes and dance with me.
That is brilliant. I really like that. That's really cool. I love that.
And the dream is, right, so when it goes out in a club and it's like, let me see you tyrannosaur across the dance floor, I'm going to have people doing dinosaur impressions on the dance floor. That's the dream.
That's brilliant. Love that. I really like that song. I could just, you know, you can see, I've got all the visions in my head. It's a pity if you're not switched on. I have got the webcam on, so if you want to have a look at Sam, all the W's, if you go to stickam.com and look up Phoenix FM. But we are videoing this as well, so the interview will be up on the website later, so you can have a good old look at Sam but singing live in the studio. So just having a little sip of water. So just go through your if people want to get in contact with you, because we'll put this up on the website as well, don't forget, at the end of the interview. But you've got Twitter, you're on SoundCloud and Facebook.
Twitter, I am Sam Way. That is my @ I am Sam Way. Sam on Facebook is a bit more challenging because there are many Sam Ways and people pretending to be me.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I've got about 6 or 7 fake accounts. But so the real me at the moment, it's a picture of me and a dog, and it's a big black dog, and it's yawning. Yep. And I'm sort of yawning at the same time next to the dog. And that is my Facebook profile picture at the moment. So if you wish to add me, find me. I accept everyone.
Yep.
Come join. Come say hello.
Yep. And so you got SoundCloud as well.
And a SoundCloud. Check out my SoundCloud. SoundCloud/IamSamWay. And on there, you've got 5 of my songs. Check them out. Check them out. Have a listen.
Okay, I just want to ask you, what do you think of these shows at the moment? Are you a fan of shows like The X Factor or Britain's Got Talent? Would it be anything that you'd ever get involved in? Just wanted to know your opinion, just being an artist, you know.
I mean, I'm not going to, like, be funny, but I mean, I think they're, you know, they're great ways for people with talent to get spotted. I think a lot of people in the industry, I mean, to be honest, I don't really know how other people think, but all I can say is, you know, if people want to go up there and do it and get on there, then, you know, great for them. Let's support them. And if they've got a talent, you know, and you want to root for them, go for it. I guess if there's another way of doing it, which isn't so, like, I don't know whether it's a healthy way of getting involved, because it's suddenly like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm nothing, I've been singing in my room, I've got this raw talent, and boom, suddenly like loads of shows, you know. I'm all about growing organically from good soil instead of sort of like thrust into the limelight and then having your like breakup happen on television
with the whole world looking at
the whole world
like,
zooming in your face, your tears as Cheryl says no.
Well, I quite like the look of that. That's quite good stuff. No, it's a horrible thing. But I think the best thing with musicians, and I get loads of like really fantastically talented musician yourself, and it's just the way of you work all around the bars, you do all the clubs, and you get people to follow you, actually, and that's the best way to do it. When you've got people shouting at a bar when you're trying to sing your heart out, or you're trying to say this lyric, and you always get somebody in the background, it's like you want to shut up. But it's the best grounding, I think, because it makes you appreciate stuff more than just getting everything thrown at you.
You've got to be out there with the people, you know. Yeah. Music is it's a visceral experience, you know. You need to go out there, and you're really gonna get that artist when you see them play live. Of course you can communicate you know, a lot through just hearing it or a video, but seeing them live, there's something really like raw and special in that.
So if you had an album to do tomorrow, who would you get to produce it for you? Who are you liking at the moment?
I really like Magnetic Man.
Oh, I've not heard.
It's really filthy bass music.
Yep.
So I don't know whether they want to collaborate, really. But I don't know. Can't answer that question.
And who would take your pictures for the album? Name your best photographer.
Okay. It would be controversial. Paul Scala.
Right.
Who actually took a lot of... There's a feature running at the moment in Rodeo magazine, which you can check out as well. It's actually the centerfold of Rodeo. It's got Rita Ora on the front of it.
Right.
Check that out. It's a really lovely feature, and Paul did all the pictures for that. A great shoot. He's an amazing photographer.
Excellent. Right, you're going to play one more song for us?
I am. It's gonna
can't believe it's gone so quick.
It's going to be sad.
Okay, and what's this? Is this song called Golden Soldier?
It's called Golden Soldier,
And give us an idea. Tell us what it's about, Sam.
It's about your laugh.
Alright.
It's about breakup.
Right. No, don't laugh, it's emotional.
It's about not knowing that you're not really there for that person, and just knowing that it sort of needs to end.
Yep.
You know?
Okay, off you go.
Let's go on a journey. That's what she said. Let's just live for the moment. Now blindly we tread onwards, step by step, and haven't we come far? Haven't we come far? But I think it's time we part. Man, I thought I knew love. I thought I'd figured it out. Thought I had compassion, but now I'm full of doubt. 'Cause isn't it funny how things can change? A single moment affects the rest of your days. 'Cause if this is the love I give, then I want no part in it. If this is the love I give, then I want no part in it. Then I want no part in it. Then I want no part in it. I'll take my final bow and count me out, as long as there's doubt. Yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. One day I'll be faithful. One day I'll be sober. One day I'll tell you I love you, and the next day it'll be over. Or oh, used to be your golden soldier, and now all I seem to do is hurt you. Oh, why am I so afraid of falling in love again? Why am I so afraid of falling in love again? Of falling in love again? Of falling in love again? I'll push you cold and we won't see the end. Nothing left to defend. Yeah, yeah. Whoa. I used to be your golden soldier. Yes, I used to be your golden soldier. But I lost the war, it's over. So it's goodbye, golden soldier. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks very much, Dan. That is fantastic. Thank you. Right, just want to quickly mention, you've got the gig on, it's the 19th of October at the Gallery Cafe, Bethnal Green. Starts at 7:30.
Yeah.
And it's free to get in?
It's free.
Completely free, so you can come down there and come and see you live.
Come see me live.
And also, take a look at the webpage. Hopefully, it should be up tonight or tomorrow, and we'll have the full four songs there, and you can also see the video we've just been taking. I haven't been taking it. That's the boss in the corner, that man there. Did you give him a smile? Yeah, that's him over there. Point in the corner. Thanks so much. I wish you all the luck.
Right,
and when do you reckon
pleasure.
Your album might be out? Is this going to be sort of something planned for
you
next year?
You know what? We're going to be making moves. It might be a push to get it done before Christmas.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe we can.
Yeah.
But if not, certainly in the new year.
Brilliant. Excellent. Well, thanks for coming in today. It's been
Thank
a pleasure
so
to meet
you. Thank
you
so much for having me.
Brilliant voice. Great songs. And I love number three, the dance.
The dancing one.
Love
right?
that one. Love it. Yeah.
It breaks up the melancholic. Oh, my God. So, yeah, no, I love that one.
As soon as you get it, we'll drop it on the A-list
and
here.
I enjoy playing it as well.
Brilliant. Thank you.
It's
Thank
good
you.
To see that one live, though, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I like that. Have a great day. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks
to Eric in the corner there. It's been very quiet.
Cheers, Eric. Shout
Hello.
Out
right. It's just coming up to nearly 22:00 here at Phoenix FM. Here's Katy Perry.